You're listening to SBS News.
Hiking international student visa fees and cutting back on consultant spending are some of Labor's plans to keep the budget in shape. If re-elected, from the 1st of July, they will raise international student visa fees from $1,600 to $2,000. In a joint press conference, Treasurer Jim Chalmers and Finance Minister Katie Gallagher revealed a further $1 billion in savings since the pre-election economic and fiscal outlook.
We will finish this election campaign with the budget in a stronger position than at the start of the election campaign. We have improved the budget position by more than $1 billion, comparing the pre-election outlook to the costings that we release.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton announced earlier in the month that he will put a cap of around 25% of foreign students admitted to public universities. In a bid to solve the housing affordability crisis in the country, the coalition had earlier said that they will reduce the number of overseas students coming to Australia each year by around 80,000 people. Labor unveiled the cost of commitments made since March's budget on Monday, raising the pressure on the coalition to release its costings. But the Parliamentary Budget Office doesn't release its full list of costings until after the election.
So these costings show that we are managing the budget and the economy in a responsible and a considered and a methodical way. If you think about the roughly $10 billion of commitments that we've made in this election campaign, $4 billion of that was already provided for and provisioned for either in the budget or the pre-election economic and fiscal outlook. And the other $6 billion has been more than offset by the two budget improvements.
So, where do Labor savings come from? Savings will come from student visa fees, which will increase to $2,000 from the 1st of July 2025. They are anticipating to deliver $760 million to the budget over the forward estimates. But the change will not affect arrangements for Pacific Island and Timor-Leste applicants. Katie Gallagher is the Finance Minister.
A small uplift in student visa fees, again, we think that's a sensible measure that really prices, I think, the value of coming here and studying in Australia, so that will also be used. But that figure is not counted in our savings of over $100 billion. So we're very pleased that we've been able to do this hard work. We've been able to offset the commitments that we've made post-PIFO for those that were announced beforehand. We found room in the budget for those.
An extra $6.4 billion will come from reducing spending on consultants, contractors and labour hire, as well as non-wage expenses such as travel, hospitality and property. The minister says, unlike the coalition's pledge to cut 41,000 public jobs, these savings would not impact any services or programs that the Australian Public Service provides. The cumulative budget deficit will reduce from $151.6 billion to $150.5 billion as a result of the changes. It will help to cover Labor's $1,000 instant tax deduction for work expenses, which is estimated to cost the budget $2.4 billion over forward estimates.
We got rid of a lot of the waste and the rorts that was embedded in the former government's budget, and we returned that money to budget, and it allowed us, along with finding savings, to find room for those really important cost of living measures that we've been able to deliver through our budgets, our investments in Medicare, our investments in housing, the income tax cuts and other measures like lowering HECS debt.
The Treasurer urging the Coalition to come clean on their figures.
Now, we call on the Coalition now to come clean on their cuts. We've made it very clear what our costs are and how we will pay for the commitments that we have made in this election campaign. This continues a record of responsible economic management. It is long past time for the Coalition to come clean on their secret cuts to pay for their nuclear reactors. They need to come clean on what their secret cuts for nuclear reactors means for Medicare, for pensions and payments, for skills and housing, and other essential investments in the budget.
Meanwhile, opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor has thrown blame on the Treasurer after a credit ratings agency warned that Australia's global credit rating could be at risk. S&P Global Ratings reported that off-budget election pledges, for which Labor shared its costings yesterday, might be compromising Australia's AAA credit rating. Mr. Taylor claims it is Labor, not the Coalition, as the Treasurer earlier suggested, that poses the biggest risk to the economy.
We know from the last budget, we know that Labor is delivering 10 consecutive deficits, red ink, over the course of the next decade, $180 billion of deficits over the forwards, including this year. And that's heading us towards $1.2 trillion of debt. And the costings today only reinforce that.
Mr. Taylor did not release the Coalition's election costings, but says they would include lower taxes for small businesses and tax cuts for Australians buying their first home. Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.